Hello and welcome to the podcast When She Speaks. I'm your host, Betty Chapman. I am so happy that I get to introduce a friend that I have known for a very, very long time. And I'll tell you a little bit about her, but just in a nutshell, I will give you just a snippet of what I've seen over the years. Kim and I are friends, I think, by acquaintances because we have similar people in this large circle of friends. But since I've known Kim, I've always admired her. She's always been a beautiful smile every time I saw her, positive, upbeat, most importantly, a woman of God. So I'm going to tell you just a little bit about her, and I will let her introduce herself. Kimberly Davis is my co-host for today, ladies and gentlemen. She is a lover of God, wife, mother, daughter, sister. She's a transformational speaker. She's an upcoming author. She's a friend. And these are just a few of the words that describe Kimberly and who she is at her innermost core. While she does wear many hats, her love for sharing the gospel with women, that's paramount. Her life mission is to help women become their most authentic self. That's big, ladies. She strives to give them, no matter where they are in life, the ability to create a better life, the opportunity to see their life through a new lens and believe that their best is yet to come. Kimberly has worked in women's ministry for over 6 years and recently launched The Heroine Experience, an all-inclusive women's retreat focused on healing from past hurts and trauma. I cannot wait to hear more about that. She is an accomplished speaker who commands the audience through her gift of sharing personal stories interwoven with biblically-based truth. Kim speaks at churches, conferences, and women's empowerment events. She's also an active member of the Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. You know I had to get that in there, Kim.
I know that. I had to giggle. I apologize, but you are correct.
That's right. Upsilon Eta Omega Chapter, where she served as chaplain. Kim is married to Clarence S. Davis, and together they have one son. Welcome, Kim. I'm so happy you're here.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. Honey, wearing many hats, that does not even adequately describe you and your busy life. It's so much that you have going on. It was hard for me to narrow down exactly what I wanted to talk to you about today.
Oh, my goodness. I had a teacher tell me yesterday, how do you do all that you do? You work a full-time job. You're launching a ministry. I said, by the grace of God. But the
that's
ministry
right.
piece, that's easy. That's not work to me. So I enjoy
yes.
that.
Yes, that is your calling, I do believe.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, tell us, give us a snippet. I know you currently live in the Hoover area, Hoover, Alabama, for all of you who don't know. Are you originally from that area?
I am not originally from Hoover, Alabama. I grew up in Bessemer, Alabama. Some
okay.
people don't pronounce it that way, but that's okay. I do.
Okay. All right.
I grew up in what other people call Bessemer, but I say it's Bessemer. It's okay to say Bessemer. That's fine. I grew up in Bessemer, Alabama, but I went to Birmingham City Schools. I graduated from Ramsey High School, and from there I went on to the University of Alabama. Now, I didn't stay there. I was there 2 years. My mom decided that I was having a little bit too much fun, and she
ooh,
was
honey,
not
preach.
Going to pay for an apartment with the way my grades looked. Okay, so I came on back home, but by the grace of God, I finally finished school, and 3 degrees later at National Board Certification, I made it. So
look
that's
at God.
Me, professionally, but
yes.
As a speaker and an aspiring author, I feel like that's what God originally created me to do from the moment he placed me in my mom's womb. I love what I do for my 9-to-5, but my ministry is completely different. It gives me a different type of joy, 100%.
Now, I read that you've been working in the women's ministry, and I think it was in your bio also, for about 6 years.
Correct.
How did you know? How did you know that that was your calling, that was your purpose?
Well, so I'm going to be very transparent here. I don't know any other way to be, but Initially, when I first launched into ministry, I was asked to speak by someone who was hosting her own women's conference. And I'm very grateful that Cassandra Woodson gave me that opportunity, and it just sparked something in me. At the time, at the same time, that was back in 2013, at the same time, I had a business partner. We were working to launch an educational consulting firm, Davis & King Consulting. Mm-hmm. Well, it just never took off, but I believe that was God's protection because we were already in education. I think he blocked that so we wouldn't have any conflicts of interest. I really believe that was protection for both of us. When I was driving in the car about 6 years ago, and he gave me a vision to host a women's conference. Now, I'm not going to lie, it was a little bit selfish because I was not being booked to speak. Mm. I wanted to speak, so I created my own platform. And I called my business partner at the time and said, hey, I think we should have our own women's conference. And she said, oh, that's a good idea. And we ran with it. And so for 5 years, we hosted the Branching Into a New Realm Women's Conference. And that's how it all started. It started from a selfish, I want to speak, and it turned into a God-ordained event. His protection from the education consulting firm not launching turned into a women's conference that I thought was so that I could speak. And it flipped to me allowing other women who really didn't have a large platform the opportunity to speak. We shared the stage with novice speakers, expert speakers, just all different types of women, every color you can think of, every socioeconomic background, ethnicity, because we wanted to give other women the opportunity we had to create for ourselves. So that's how it started. And then we go to May of 2009, no, May 2018. So last, we had the conference for 5 years. And in January of 2018, God told me that it was time to stop the conference. Now, this was a big blow to me and my business partner. And I told her, you know, I told her what he had told me. I told her that I wanted to be obedient. And I believe that God had something else in store for both of us. So last May 2018 was our last Branching Into a New Realm conference. And I set off to launch my own ministry. Now, Betty, from May to April 2019, I didn't hear a word from God about what to do ministry-wise. My waiting season was tough. I think it was so tough because I had so many people asking me, texting me, calling me, inboxing me, when is your next event? What are you doing? And I don't think they fully believed me when I said, I don't know, nothing. God hasn't told me what to do yet. I think they thought I was, like, working behind the scenes, like, whoa.
In secret.
I promise, I don't hear anything yet. And I could not move until he told me what to do.
That's right.
And so once I was, he moved me out of my environment. I went to California for work, actually. And that Sunday, we didn't have anything to do. The conference didn't start until Monday. And, I mean, it all just came rushing in like a flood. He gave me the date for the next event. He gave me the number of people. He gave me what it's supposed to look like when I moved outside of my normal environment. And I think, so that was about 10 months that I didn't hear anything from him as it relates to my next steps. But if you think about, that's the equivalent time that a woman is pregnant with a baby.
Kim, don't make me go there today on this podcast. Oh, my goodness.
So I believe he had me in his secret place. Was tough, Betty. It was very hard to see people say, are you sure y'all don't want to have a conference anymore? You might as well just have a conference. because that's what we knew and that's what they knew. So it would have been easy for us to go ahead and do it, but I would have been outside of the will of God for my life. I would have been being disobedient to him. And I didn't want to do that. I didn't.
That is a message in itself, Kim, because I don't even know if you even realize how big that is for you to be still and do nothing for all that time until you hear from him. Because so often we think, okay, well, I don't know, or I haven't heard anything God hasn't told me, so I'm going to do this. No, that's not right. You are out of order when you do that. So that in itself, that is an inspirational message right there, the wait.
I appreciate you saying that, but I will tell you it was hard for someone who's a doer. Like I am, let's do it. If I see, let's go. I'm supposed to be on to the next. But I appreciate him allowing me the opportunity to just be. I feel like he gave me an opportunity to spend some quality time with my family. Because I don't know what's to come. I'm believing that he's going to continue to enlarge my territory. And he could have been just giving me some downtime with them before it gets really crazy and big.
That's right.
Now, that's the what quiet. I'm leaving.
The quiet before the storm, so to speak.
Absolutely. The good storm.
Yes.
Right. The
yeah,
flood,
that's right.
The rain,
that's right.
From heaven.
That's
Absolutely.
Right. The new life.
Absolutely.
Well, tell me about the heroin experience.
So, the heroin experience is my new event. And it's actually, he gave me the words, the heroin experience, 2 years ago. I bought the web domain, but I didn't know what it was. So when he finally released that in me, dropped that in my spirit, I saw that it was supposed to be more than one day, because my past events were one day, which those are affected. I feel like God just wanted me to do something different. And so we'll spend 3 days together and two nights, all inclusive, so your hotel room is included. It's at the Embassy Suites in Hoover. And I purposely wanted the women to stay overnight to be sequestered, because what happens is you can go home and you really, you know, you're feeling good, and then you have to cook dinner and you have to
do laundry,
whatever you have to do. Exactly. And then you come back Saturday morning exhausted.
Right.
And so due to the type of healing experiences, the healing activities that he has placed in me to facilitate for these women, I knew that they had to stay. We're going to be uncovering some things that they may not have spoken about for years. And I have licensed psychologists that will be there. I have women who have gone through real-life trauma who will be there that can talk them through the healing process and share with them a transformational word. I want them to leave better than when they came. I want their mindset to be transformed. I'm believing that the way they show up in the world will be different because of the time that we're going to share in our little healing cocoon for that weekend, September 13th through 15th. I think, Betty, I've had women register, and for the most part, about 90% of the women who've registered have not shared that they're coming on social media. And I think
that's
very interesting. And I was praying and saying, God, what is this about? Because they could, you know, if you say, I'm going to this, then maybe your friend would come. But he revealed to me that these are women who people look up to, people reach out to for advice, but they have some healing that they need to do. And sometimes for some people, healing is a personal, intimate process.
That's right.
And they're not ready to share that. But I believe what's going to happen is once they go through the heroin experience, they're going to want to tell everybody about
That's
how
right.
God has restored their minds, restored their hearts. I think that's what's going to happen. So I'm okay if they don't share, because I
That's
know
right.
what God is going to do in them and then once they lead through them so that they may help other women, because that's what it's about. God working in them while they're with me and then them going out and helping other women to pull them out of the same thing they might have been in themselves.
Hmm. Tell us how we can register, if that's what the listeners want to do.
Yes, you are free to go to my website. It's KimberlyNicoleDavis.com/theheroinexperience. But if you just go to KimberlyNicoleDavis.com and you can peruse my website, if you click Heroin Experience, that will take you to the page where you can find out all of the information. We have frequently asked questions. We also have payment plans. The investment in yourself is $675, but right now I have a 2-payment plan that's available until August 1st. And so I've been sharing I think I shared this yesterday on social media, that I'm so proud of the women who've already registered, because we are quick to drop $1,000, $1,500 on a handbag, a pair of shoes, but we won't spend that type of money on ourselves to heal so that we can be our best self. And so I'm really proud of the women who have done that, taken that step. Listen, I know that's a lot of money, but you're worth it.
You're worth
more, actually. Right.
A good friend of mine said before to know your worth and add the tax. That you are absolutely correct about that. Oh my goodness, Kimberly, time is going so fast, and I try and keep these mini podcasts to a certain time, but I have to hear about this from you, because I see all the time you talking about your sisterhood, and I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. So this is definitely something that I wanted you to touch on and give me your thoughts. We read, of course, all the time in the Bible talking about that we basically should not be unequally yoked, talking about believers and non-believers, and we all associate that with only to marriage, but I believe it applies to all relationships, whether it's your marriage ship, and I know that's not a word, or your friendship or whatever relationship you're in. I believe at your core, you need to have those same core values. Otherwise, why is this person on your team? I'm a true believer of that team. So if you could speak to the importance of sisterhood in a woman's life and how you feel about those core values.
So this is, thank you for asking me about this. I am someone who is reformed, hashtag no new friends. I used to believe that you have your core group of people, and that's all you need. So what the sisters that you mentioned, those are my friends. We've been friends for over 30 years. Some have been friends over 35 years, started in kindergarten together, and it's 9 of us. And we met over the course of our schooling. And the one who we met latest, we met at Alabama. We're sorority sisters, but two of them pledged at Alabama. So we've just been together doing life so long. But the beauty of it is most people don't have their friends from childhood, but we have evolved together, which is a good thing. And I'm sharing this because of the equally yoked part. We have grown together. I think for me, with me branching off into ministry, now we've had a lot of fun together over the years, but they never judged me when I shifted into ministry. They shifted right along with me. They encouraged me. And that lets me know that these are people that God ordained to be in my life from here on out.
Absolutely.
Do we argue sometimes? Yes. Do we get on each other's nerves? Absolutely. But when it comes down to it, there's no other group that knows me better.
Right.
And I know that I wouldn't want to do life without them. We laugh. We travel together. We go to dinner together. We talk. We have a group meet that we talk in. The other week, we were talking about joint pain. So it's changed.
Not joint pain.
Joint pain. I'm sharing that to say it's changed from what we used to talk about.
Right.
We are truly growing together. And we have experienced births, marriages. We've been in each other's weddings. Mm-hmm. One of them just celebrated, well, two just celebrated their 20th anniversary, one in May and one in July, July 10th. And we were talking about how hot it was in her reception and how bad our feet were hurting. And we've experienced deaths of parents. We've experienced the death of a husband. And I think those were opportunities for us to continue to strengthen our bonds. So we have fun together, but we also know how to cover each other in prayer when we need it. We also know how to wash the dishes when something's just happened and you can't because you're curled up in a ball.
Right.
We also know how to look out for the other one's child because she's about to go off to college, so we're all going to pull in to make sure she has everything she needs. So I think it's important that you have people to do life with. Your husband is important. We all know God is important, but you need that time with other women who just get who you are. You don't have to put on, you know, a face. You don't have to be
That's
something
right.
that you're not. You can just be yourself, your most authentic self. I think every woman needs that. But outside of that, I have grown to open up to new people. I believe God knew what he had in store for me ministry-wise, and I couldn't play small and stay just with my hashtag no new friends.
Right.
Open to new experiences. And because of that, I have become a part of the Trace Diaz community, where the woman who sponsored me for that is a white woman. She doesn't look anything like me. Now I have a prayer group that is Ebony and Ivory. It's three white women and three black women, and we make it work. But I think those experiences have shown me two things. The world is so much bigger than what you think. And the second thing is, this is what heaven is going to be like. I don't think we're going to have a black section and then the white section on the other side.
No, ma'am. I don't think so.
So sisterhood is important, no matter what color you are, no matter what socioeconomic background you have. Sisterhood, equally yoked sisterhood, is important. It totally is, because I don't need someone who can make me laugh, and then when I'm going through something bad, I can't call you to cover me and pray in prayer.
That's right.
I don't need that anymore.
That is the most important. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm 43. We do
That's
life
right.
differently.
That's right.
Differently now.
You are the same as you were when we were 21, and
Absolutely.
You have not grown, and you have not grown spiritually. You know, of course, we know we all get older by the grace of God. But if you have not grown spiritually, and we can do this faith walk a little bit better than we were doing it 21 years ago, that's a problem.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I thank God I'm not who I was 21
years ago. Hallelujah on that one.
Bless you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes. Well, I appreciate that word, honey, on sisterhood. I appreciate all of it. The time just went way too fast. Will you do this with me again?
Of course I would. Of course I would.
But again, it was wonderful. I appreciate you sharing all of your words of wisdom, and you blessed me. So I know the listeners will be just as blessed, and you've already promised that you're going to come back. So I truly appreciate it. Any parting words of wisdom you want to share before we sign off for today?
Before we sign off, I just want to tell you thank you for having me. I speak, supernatural blessings over your business. I thank God for you, and I'm believing that your platform is going to be way bigger than you could even imagine for yourself, abundantly more, okay? So I want you to start speaking that over yourself and get prepared for the overflow. You will be fine. Your family will be fine. God has you in the palm of his hand. He's not calling you to do this just for a hobby. He's calling you to do this to minister and save souls. That's what it's about.
Well, thank you. And ladies, every time I do these podcasts, I want you to walk away feeling inspired, but more than just feeling inspired by all of the words of wisdom that you heard, especially today, I want you to be moved to action, to do something. So if you have one nugget that you can take away from this that's going to move you forward in doing something positive, making you grow in your life, then my work is done. Until next time, I'm Betty Chapman. Thank you.